I'm with Clifford Gwala Evans. How are you doing, Gwala?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great out here in Texas, as we both are. Super hot, isn't it?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's like you're dripping sweat, man.
You were born and raised in New Orleans, right?
I was born and raised downtown in New Orleans in a Ninth Ward, and that's one of the biggest in New Orleans.
I have a few questions about your brand new book, Field of Blood. Would you say that your book has a lot of truths in it that your readers and future fans can relate to?
It definitely does. It actually is a true story, man. People that read it so far, they tell me that they feel like they're actually in the book.
I hear it's really motivational and inspirational, and I love that kind of feedback. It makes me want to go buy your book right now. So there is no me asking you how much you can relate to the main character, because I assume you are the main character.
When I wrote the book, you know, I didn't really want to put myself as the main character because I revealed a lot of different things, you know.
Yeah.
And I actually went with my first name. My first nickname that I had was Baby Dumpling. So instead of just putting my name as Gwala Clifford, I use, you know, my very first nickname, which is Dumpling.
Who gave you that nickname?
My family on my mother's side, man. I guess I was nice and chunky, you know what I mean? And they just called me Dumpling, you know, so I actually never liked that name.
I think it's a cute name for a little baby.
I know, right? Definitely when you read that book, that was one of my flaws for being a cute baby. That bred a lot of contempt, you know what I mean?
That's just as bad as somebody calling their kid peanut butt.
If I have another child and he's a boy, that's exactly what I'm going to call him, peanut butt.
There you go. I inspired you. Wow. You've achieved so much success in the entertainment industry already, and now you're an author. What inspired you to write this book?
What happened was, you said, you know, I accomplished a lot of things, but I definitely have, and all glory be to God, because I accomplished those things. That was definitely the way he placed me on that platform. But as growing up as a child, I went through so many things and faced so much opposition until one day I was in the hood on a block and I was speaking to a guy that I never had an altercation with. And I was telling him how much pain I feel and what I was going through. And he responded, he was like, man, I know I've been here with you. He said, man, you should write a book. It stays stuck in my mind forever. But doing with the business and everything that I was doing, I never had time to write a book. I went through a real trial and tribulation where I had to sit down for at least a year, and I took that time to write this book. And this book is part one, might I add.
Oh, that was something else I was going to ask you, too. So you plan on writing more in the future? You want to make this your career? Are you going to keep making music? Are you going to do both?
Well, what it is I'll tell you this. I've been doing music since I was 9 years old. I probably wrote my first rap when I was 10 years old, and I strive so hard in the music business, and everybody's seen and they love the music, but for some apparent reason, I didn't get as far as everyone knew I could get, and a lot of people try to stop me. So in 2020, I did reach a level of accomplishments where my music was selling. You know, I got booked for other videos, booked for interviews and things of that nature, and my brand became in high demand. And when it did, I reached some more opposition. And it just made me sit down for a minute because I seen a lot of other artists that I was close to that was losing their lives. So when it comes into my book and it's selling, before we even released the book to the retail stores, I sold at least 50 autographed copies of pre-orders.
So you enjoy it, right? You enjoy writing.
Well, let me tell you about this story, and it may seem odd. Because of all the vivid memories and all the things that I went through, I really did not like writing this book because I had to relive it all for myself, not only from things that I was involved in, but things from the people that was around me that I had to withstand myself. It's full of vivid memories, like, and a lot of pressure, you know. There's some things that you have in your mind that you want to, you know, not think about and forget about. But when I had to write that book, I definitely had to relive it all.
What has the feedback been like from your friends and family? Have you gotten any negative feedback on your book at all?
Well, first let me start here. The feedback and the reviews from the other people outside that's not knowing me or was close to me, they're giving great reviews. It actually blows my mind. The first person I ever let read this book before I even had it published They say it's the best book that they ever read in a genre of that concept of urban novels. They're actually loving it. Like, they're just saying this is the best story from a guy from the streets that changed his life. But people that are actually in the book that did things towards me to hurt me, they're kind of mad at this point, you know. If you never did me anything, you would have never gave me that story to write, because I'm not telling your life, I'm telling my life.
It's not about how they feel. You're telling your life story and what you've been through. Do you think that this book and you writing it, having to relive all of those memories, gave you a good platform to get rid of what most people would call traumatizing? Do you think it helped you like heal some wounds?
That was one of my intentions. But because it's a real story and true story, and I'm writing part two, and some of those people are still peeking their head through the window, it kind of doesn't close the door.
People in your community not supporting you when you're trying to achieve something, they want to bring you down. It always feels that way, doesn't it?
To be honest with you, it actually disappoints me. And the reason why, because if you really pay attention to everything that I do, of course, at one time, I wasn't close to how I am now. But the way that I live now, I'm actually reaching my hand out and trying to help people do good things, you know, have a different mindset. But sometimes some people are just, when they're stuck in the mud, they're just stuck in the mud. Sometimes it's like quicksand. But if you're in quicksand and you have nobody to help you out, basically you go all the way under. So why not extend your hand to help get you out of a situation that you basically can't get yourself out of?
What would you like to tell the younger readers that have grown up in an urban community, what they can do now and how they can be more successful and not be stuck in the mud?
The first thing that I would tell them to do is look to the hills from where they help come from. I would tell them to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and also read the words of Proverbs and Psalms. Those things will tell you of choices to make which are wicked and which are righteous. Once you do something like that and you speak it and you live it, then your life will change. I would also tell them not to look at their problems so much, because if you look at your problems, then it will engulf your mind. Your mind will submerge yourself in a situation that you can't get out. So, yeah. You know, I would just point them in a direction to look to the light and not into the darkness. Last but not least, never let the same snake bite you twice.
Never let the same snake bite you twice. I like that. So many of us let that happen.
That's another thing about the book, man. The name of the book is Feel of Blood. That actually comes from the Bible. A lot of people think that it's gang related and just all about the streets, but it's not. The title comes from the Feel of Blood when Judas betrayed Jesus, and the money that he took back, because you know Jesus did not deserve what they was giving him. They told him to go bury the money in a field of blood, which they used that money to purchase that field.
I love that so much. I'm a Christian myself, so that's very meaningful, and I think that's definitely going to hit people in their hearts when they hear that. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself helping other brothers or sisters, and when I say brothers or sisters, I don't mean anything of any color. I mean literally brothers and sisters, to actually create more millionaires. If I become a millionaire, I'm looking to help other people become millionaires. If you have a dream, if you have a goal, if you need some help and you really do have a good and pure heart, and my spirit knows that that's your spirit, well, I'm here to help you.
That's a wonderful response to something like that. A lot of people are out here striving to be at the very top, climbing over whoever they can, bringing down everybody in their wake, and they don't care anymore. And I think that they definitely need to read the book. There's no role models anymore.
You're definitely right about that, man. Right now, I never thought, they have some mothers that actually brought my book, and they have two younger boys that was reading my book that their mother let them read, and it was like 13 years old, and I'm like, hold up, mom, you know, that's not a little PG-13, you know? Yeah, but their mothers came back, guess what their mother told me? Hey,
what?
They're 13, they're growing up to be a man, they're teenagers now. That just blew my mind. If a young boy at that age, to be honest, can read that book, and of course, you know, their mothers or fathers be with them, that would definitely change their life, and they won't make none of the mistakes that I made.
Do you plan on creating an audiobook out of it or having this out on Kindle? I see it's on Amazon right now. Is there any other outlets that people can find your book on?
Yes, right now, it's crazy because this book only been on Amazon for about 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. like I said, we sold over 50 books before it reached Amazon. And of course, it's on Google. It's also going to be on eBooks, Apple, Barnes & Nobles. They're telling me about getting it on Kindle. I know when I do an audiobook, me being an artist, I work on my delivery very well. At retrospect, you have other characters that are saying things, and I'm thinking about having someone else besides me saying that.
I'm a good impersonator.
Definitely. I mean, I've been checking your show out for a minute, and it's actually nice, man. I like the way you put it together. I love being a guest on it, and we would love to have Tina involved in this project.
Oh, thank you. You co-host a show, right?
I'm actually the producer of that show.
Wow, you're doing a lot.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we probably don't speak too much on it, but what's going on with that show? The name of that show is Believe the Hype. This show was started over a year ago. It's on an African-American TV station, which is called Afrocentric Television. And these guys are from Africa, but they're over here in America. And in 1995, even 1990s, it was real rough and hard in the hood. I come from a place that was considered as the murder capital of America. We went back and forth with Washington, D.C. A lot of people don't know about that.
Wow.
And we changed our lives, and we're doing things now that we wasn't doing in 95. Back then, you know, all of African Americans were gangsters, thugs, robbers, killers, dope dealers, D-boys, and whatever you want to call them. And the females was only hookers, tramps, sluts, thieves. It was just really bad in these communities. Right now, last year before I started this show, I checked. It was over 21 million African-American females who owned their own legal businesses.
Wow.
And it was over 15 million African-American men in America who owned their own legal businesses, in which I'm one of them now. So I actually wanted to shine a light in the dark places to paint a real picture of progression of what's going on in our communities. And it's not all about blacks, because we have Indians on there, Hispanics, and also Caucasians as well. You know what I mean? So it's not about a racial thing, but we are standing up to show that we are more than what the government paint a picture of us as.
Absolutely. And I personally still don't understand the racism.
I actually experienced a lot. I was almost killed by a police officer during a Hurricane Katrina when it was in martial law. So when it comes down to those situations, like I said, that's one of the reasons why I take that show and started that show and take it very seriously. So I've definitely seen it hands-on. I actually went through some cases, fighting a case now that's dealing with racial discrimination and retaliation. I can't really speak too much on it, you know, but definitely, yes, it's something that, you know, Guala Music LLC is actually dealing with now. But I'm telling you about this book, man. This book is so complex that it would definitely glue you page for page, because it's just full of suspense. A lot of different things that's going on in there, from the streets to the drugs to the this to the that, definitely to the God, to the spirits. Oh, man, I just don't want to get too deep.
I feel like I'm already there. I'm not even reading it yet. I can't wait to read it. I am so excited. Every time I see one of your fans post a picture with your book, I am just clapping for you over here. Your fan base loves you, and you are doing such a good job. Whoever is behind marketing is an absolute genius.
You know what? You just said a lot to me by saying that, because to God be the glory. Guess what? Let me tell you something about Guala Music. Everything that you see Guala Music do at this point, besides the TV show, and even at the base of the core of the TV show, nobody wanted to help me do it. So I had to learn how to promote. I had to learn how to manage, because, okay, y'all don't want to do it right for me? Well, let me show you how to do it. How can I learn how to market without being taught by a marketer? That's only God.
You've done all of these things on your own with nobody there wanting to help you or hold your hand. Just like in your book, how you're describing yourself looking for love and connection with people despite all of the things that you've been through. And then for you to go on with your life, write a book about it, and be doing all of these wonderful things, wanting to help people, giving the glory to God, that is just amazing.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. I tell you this, I know I can't be the only one in the world that is going through this. I don't know if it's because I'm a Gemini, but I have such a loving heart. But this world will make your heart turn cold in a drop of a dime. That book it was written with a cold pen. Because this book, I didn't actually type it on a computer. I manually wrote it out first and then transferred it. This book was literally written with a cold pen and a cold heart that told a lot of truth. Like I said, you have a few people. When I say a few, I mean a few. They don't like it because of the situations that happen in a book that don't paint a great picture of them. But like I said, I'm not telling their story. I'm telling my story of my trials and tribulations and my accomplishments. And most of all, my God, who definitely carried me through.
Weren't you shot?
Yes, I was actually attempted to be murdered twice. If you read the book, you would feel like you're in my shoes. Two people that read this book and they said that it literally brought them to tears.
What you previously stated, I am sitting in a very hot room right now. I got chills.
Imagine this. That's only part one.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm currently living through part two. And I'm telling you how people feel about it. So imagine my life going through part two and being successful.
I'm at a loss for words. Having been through everything you've been through and writing about it, still having to have those open wounds because people don't want to see you succeed or don't like that they don't look great in your book for whatever reason, like they're still holding on to that, but it was them that did it to you. That's not fair. Why are they even reading your book? they want to get
in your
business.
I'm going to tell you why. This go for any person, place, or thing that someone doesn't like. Not only that they don't like it, that they will act on it or speak on it. Okay, if a person doesn't like someone that never did them anything wrong, the person that they don't like have a quality that that other person cannot obtain.
That is very true. And you know what? They could obtain it, but they choose not to.
Exactly. You're so right about that. God has the power to turn any king, a man's heart, in any direction that he desires.
You can't just keep doing what you're doing.
That's definitely true. Now, some people and places, they were chosen to be an opposition for you for a reason.
Yes. Those are the types of people that are the catalyst for your success.
Exactly.
You can use it as ammo to succeed, or you could use it as the knife to bury yourself.
I definitely won't be using it as a knife.
Yeah, don't use knives.
Yeah.
We're not promoting guns or knives here, everyone, just so you know.
Definitely not promoting that.
No. What else is on your list of goals? Since you've achieved so many of them, where would we even start with that?
On the list of my goals is this, man. One of the things, even when I started my record company back in 2003, for some apparent reason, a desire, and God placed something in me to know that I have a certain talent and know that the service, the image, the product that I have can be sold and it can make a lot of money. The ideas that I have can make a lot of money. And I never really had many people to invest in me in the way that I would invest in myself. My goal is to get investors or sponsors or other people to join my business so we can reach the masses and we win together. But if that doesn't happen, then my other goal is to show other investors how to invest and win.
Yeah, and in the proper people, right? You shouldn't just be investing in stocks for fast food. You should be investing in people because people are gold.
Definitely. Definitely. I look at it like this. Let's go back to hip hop music. Let's look at back in the late 80s, early 90s when rap music started. You had people that were investors and they seen the talent and they know what they could do with it. And they didn't care if this artist had a pot to whiz in. They just invested all their money into those people. And now, guess what? Whether they played them out the money or whatever they did, the people who did that are billionaires to this day. But right now, you don't have people that are doing that. They only want to sign with you if you already have $1 million or a whole lot of money to back yourselves.
Yeah, and you could be the world's crappiest rapper and could just get some auto-tune, pay 20 grand for a session of studio time, go off in your limo, and a week later you've got a number one hit because they completely changed your voice and made you sound good and took your one hook that was okay and turned that into an entire song.
Exactly. I have dreams and goals of finding other rappers. They don't even have to just be rappers. It could be whatever. And just invest in them. If I see a passion in you, if I see you full of ambition, And especially if I see a humbleness in you, I'm ready to work. I'll do everything for you that nobody want to do for me.
That just makes you even a better person in my eyes.
The only reason why I'm like that is because I went through a lot of pain. That's one of the reasons why I promote a lot of other businesses and just share this stuff for free, because nobody else want to share mine. So, hey, what I'm looking for is a bright and new day, not only for me, but for other people too. My Instagram is one of the best ways to find me and contact me, and definitely to order the book because it's in the link in my bio. And my Instagram is Guala Music. If you want to buy the book, of course, the link is in the bio, Guala Music, on Instagram. But you can also catch the TV show, Believe the Hype_Talk Show.
There we go. Guala Guala.
If you want to do business with me, you can also find me and email me at GualaMusicBooking@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. Continue being that good person that you are. I really appreciate this conversation.
You're welcome. I appreciate the time. Your platform is amazing. Thank you.